Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 2 Corinthians 11, verses 21b to 29. Paul's letter to the church in Corinth, 2 Corinthians 11, 21b to 29. To my shame, I admit that we were too weak for that. Whatever anyone else dares to boast about, I am speaking as a fool, I also dare to boast about. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they Abraham's descendants? So am I. Are they servants of Christ? I am out of my mind to talk like this. I am more. I have worked much harder, been in prison more frequently, been flogged more severely, and been exposed to death again and again. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was pelted with stones. 3 I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my fellow Jews, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false believers. I have labored and toiled and have often gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst and have often gone without food. I have been cold and naked. Besides everything else, I face daily the pressure of my concern for all the churches. Who is weak and I do not feel weak? Who is led into sin and I do not inwardly burn? My theme for reflection is strength in weakness, the marks of true ministry. Strength in weakness, the marks of true ministry. A little boy once watched a caterpillar struggle to emerge from its cocoon. Feeling sorry for it, he carefully cut the cocoon open, hoping to ease its struggle. But to his surprise, the butterfly that emerged had weak wings and never learned to fly. What the boy didn't know was that the struggle was necessary. It was through that hardship that the butterfly gained the strength to soar. Paul's words in 2 Corinthians 11, 21b to 29 remind us that true strength is often found in struggle. While others boasted in their status, knowledge, or power, Paul did something radical. He boasted in his sufferings. He listed beatings, shipwrecks, hunger, sleepless nights, and betrayals. But what troubled him most wasn't physical suffering. It was his deep burden for the church. Who is weak, and I do not feel weak? Who is led into sin, and I do not inwardly burn? Paul's heart ached for those struggling in faith, for the weak, for those tempted to fall away. In our world, we admire strength, success, and comfort. We want leaders who appear polished, confident, and unshaken. But Paul turns this idea upside down. The true mark of a godly leader is not how much they achieve, but how much they are willing to suffer for the sake of others. Ministry is not about prestige, but about love, love that costs something. I think it was John Chrysostom who once said, "The mark of a true servant of Christ is not in dazzling speech or outward success, but in a heart that bleeds for others." Paul lived this truth. He did not minister from a place of comfort, but from a place of sacrifice. His greatest credential was not his knowledge or heritage, but his willingness to endure hardship so that others might know Christ. What does this mean for us today? It reminds us that following Christ is not about seeking ease or admiration. It means carrying burdens that are not our own, standing up for the weak, and loving people even when it is costly. It means choosing faithfulness over fame and endurance over applause. Paul's life teaches us that ministry, whether in a church, a family, or a community, is not about personal gain, but about self-giving love. Are we willing to love like that? Are we ready to embrace the struggles that shape us rather than run from them? The butterfly only learns to fly through the struggle, and we too are strengthened through trials when we entrust them to God. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what ways do you see God working through struggles in your life to shape you into someone stronger? Number two, how can you carry the burdens of others with love as Paul did for the church? Lord, teach us to find strength in weakness, to love sacrificially, and to embrace the struggles that shape us into who you want us to be. Help us to carry the burdens of others, to walk humbly in service, and to remember that true greatness lies in laying down our lives for your kingdom. May we boast not in our successes, but in the ways you sustain us through every trial. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.